2024, as you heard it on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM, sponsored by Impreano Roofing. Visit Impreano.com.
People in Philadelphia have really stepped up in the 4 years since a catastrophic flood destroyed the Marian Anderson Museum and forced it to close its doors. KYW's Sherrod A. Howard spoke with the CEO of the museum, Jillian Pirtle.
And that day you walked in, you saw absolute destruction. When I got here and opened the door, was met with rushing water that came towards me. The roof collapsed. The ceilings caved in one floor from the other. All we could see was hole and sky and water everywhere. All of it was horrible. You could see the artifacts floating in the water. Her music, the programs, the photographs, the gowns that were being drenched in water and molded over. It just was heartbreaking. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. We have calculated now almost close to $1 million, given everything that was either lost, damaged, destroyed, and that had to be repaired and restored.
The community came together and helped you, but there's still work to be done.
The community has been incredible, compassionate and loving souls that stepped forward to start the capital campaign to get the flooring back to where Marian Anderson had it with the original hardwood floors in 1924. All of the artifacts that have had to be restored. And if you believe it or not, we still have some artifacts that need to be restored, some things that still have to happen.
How can people help you now?
Please visit our website to get ready for our historic reopening of events. Our brand new exhibition is coming, Marian, the Philadelphia Story.
And if you'd like to learn how you can help, go to kywnewsradio.com. Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.